This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is upon us, September the 27th, a week from today we'll be in October, which is the 10th month of 2023 and every other year.
Once upon a time it was the 8th.
It was, once upon
until
a time.
Until those Caesar boys got a little vain.
Yeah, those damn Caesar boys, you're right about that. Look at all the trouble they caused, too, stirring up, trying to take over the rest of the world. They got their comeuppance, et tu, Brute. Julius Caesar got it in the back. Augustus got it in the neck. I don't know where the rest of them got it, but if they're wrong, they were dispatched, shall we say, and didn't get a second chance at life. How about this? Speaking of second chances at life, there's the story floating around today of a Navy veteran who had heart failure, and this week he became the second patient to undergo a pig heart transplant. Remember on Monday we were talking about the first one, and already there's another one. And he's shown great promise, early response to this thing that came from the pig heart. John Wayne was the first person of note to ever have a valve replaced in his heart. It was done here at Mass General. I remember it was 1972. Isn't it funny why I always loved John Wayne, and I followed him. I remember the day that he died, the announcement on the air, 1979. God, it seems I was watching an old John Wayne movie last night with Hunter. You're no help at all. Rod Taylor. He was a cowboy star, but it wasn't Rod Taylor.
Okay.
It was the Pillow Talk with Doris Day.
Oh, Rock Hudson?
Rock Hudson, thank you, yes.
That was right. My second guess.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was thinking about John Wayne and how long he's been gone, and it just seems like I was a kid. How old was I? No, I wasn't. I was in my 20s. But I remember it anyway. It's one of those things. But what I remember more is the day he came out of Mass General. He'd had heart failure, and they replaced a valve with a pig heart valve that his heart did not reject, because at that time they weren't growing pigs with the specific intent of the pigs now being grown for pig heart transplant is that they basically genetically modify the heart in order for the whatever they get out of the pig's heart and use valves to fix human valves, and they work. So anyway,
yeah, and isn't the pig genetic makeup is so closely related to humans.
Very
that's
close.
Why they are the best option.
Yeah, right. Yep. And then of course, what happens to the rest of the pig after they take the heart out becomes sausage. So you want to eat the sausage from a pig, or it becomes ham, becomes bacon, right? But it started life giving life to somebody else with a pig heart valve. How about that? Okay, amateur astronomer in Japan making the news today, capturing some rare footage of a giant fireball in the sky. What it was an asteroid crashing into the Earth. How about that? There are asteroids all over the place. This is a little one, and most of them burn up in the atmosphere. Once in a while, one gets through, and this guy got a picture of it. Go to the NASA website to see that. Here I am falling into the NASA. Here I am. Donald Trump. Okay, so let's dig around on this for a little bit. much care to do, spend too much time on this, but it is kind of interesting to see or to get the story behind the story. I don't know. The Republicans, all the Democrats are bad. Democrats, all the Republicans are bad. Well, I don't want to deflect from Trump admitting, well, I don't think he really admitted, but he submitted fraudulent valuations for assets. And basically, by making it public, he's admitting that he's a fraud. And so the judge who ruled, unfortunately for Mr. Trump and his fans, against him, he was using phony assets for securing loans. And that, so I don't know why you go to, the bank should have figured that out. What the hell do they need a judge to figure that out for? They go to the, what's wrong with the bank? I don't think that that's the biggest thing but there are so many other things. Business certificates that are fraudulent. I mean, the guy's a fraud. We all, even people who support him, acknowledge that he's a fraud and they still want to vote for him. So he has no defense for this. The judge said, you're guilty of fraud and a bunch of other stuff, mm-hmm. and you're, basically no good. And of course, Trump left and said to everybody it wasn't his fault or it was the Democrats.
But also, is it one of those things that there's been such a witch hunt for him for so long that
it burns out?
Yeah, that even at the point before all of this, it was like, well, even if they do find something, is anybody going to care anymore?
No. So the boss, Trump went to the strikes against, auto workers' plants, and Biden's been out there with his phony baloney, and Trump's been out there, and so the head of the UAW yesterday says, Trump is not our pal. He's not working for you if you're a member of a union. He works for the billionaires. President of the UAW is Sean Fain. Sounds like somebody that came from Ireland, right? Do you know Sinn Féin? Do you remember that?
No.
You don't know anything about that.
No, I do.
They were the baddies in the Northern Ireland versus Ireland. They had wars, civil wars in Ireland over religion and stuff. And Sinn Féin was the arm, I think, of the Republicans, the Protestants. I don't remember that for sure, but I think. Anyway, so this guy's name, I'm off the beaten path. Sean Fain is this guy's name, and he took off with a hammer on Trump. Said the former president is not a union guy. He shouldn't come. Apparently he's going today to a non-union plant in Michigan. He knows how to play it, right? Union's bad. Workers good. Most of the workers that I'm surprised that down south they have. That's why they build the plants down south. The European automakers, the foreign automakers, build plants in the south because there's no unions. That's why they build them in the south.
Oh, okay.
TIFs and all kinds of tax incentives from jobs for people, but they don't unionize. Up north, Detroit, Ohio, wherever, New York, they've got the UAW. And the guy who runs the UAW says, Trump's no good. His track record speaks for itself. We're not voting for him. We don't like him. Go away. That's pretty much what he said. So that's the Trump story in a nutshell. Now let's go to the other side, shall we, where the fabulous Senator Menendez, one of the most recent members of the scum class. This guy is I said, let me think how many years ago, when this guy first became a public figure, I remember when Victoria was from, Victoria Keelan, who was on the program for a number of years, was from New Jersey. And Menendez is from New Jersey. And for those of you who've been living under a rock for the past week, he was indicted on corruption charges. And so here we go again. Under what circumstance should a politician resign? Remember, there were allegations against Bill Clinton? He should go. Allegations against Donald Trump? He should go. And allegations, remember Al Franken? He should go. Andrew Cuomo? He should go. Richard Nixon, well, Franken went, Cuomo went, Nixon went, but these
Nixon
other guys...
before they kicked him out.
Yeah, right. So now there are a bunch of other senators who have turned on Menendez. They weren't all... most, as a matter of fact, most of them are Democrats. Get out! And so the calls for his resignation, however, have a deeper meaning. It isn't that they don't like this guy, and they don't like him, and the Democrats have never liked him. His colleague from New Jersey, Cory Booker, this guy's a crook. Get rid of him. Well, the reason that they want to get rid of him now is because the election in New Jersey for governor looks like it might go to a Republican. And they have a Democratic governor now, so if they boot Menendez, the governor is going to appoint another Democrat, right? And so then they can keep their majority. If they lose Menendez, they got a problem, the Democrats. So it's not like, oh, these, look at these wonderful Democrats. They're standing up for their... No, they're not standing up for a doggone thing except themselves.
It's party over the public. Let's
go. That's it. Right. So anyway, as far as I'm concerned, he should quit and he should not go to jail. He should be disgraced. And he should go to work for a minimum wage job someplace. Or he takes his crookedness and figures out how to turn it around to benefit the people who have been crooked by him. So they found $650,000 in cash and gold in a deposit box. So they've been watching. This guy, by the way, has been crooked and stunk for years. And they've been after him. The stuff that has been his wealth is hidden in his closet, in his shoes. But, you know, he's got money and stuff everywhere. Apparently he was paid off by a real estate developer. And that's, you know, that's politics, right? All of these politicians that keep having fundraisers, what do you think they're doing with the money? People who just get elected to office. Hey, let's have a fundraiser. Let's do something fun, like take a trip, right? Let's take a trip to Europe. We'll do a fact-finding mission. Yeah, right, okay. 18 after on Good Day.
To Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap. With fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Hey, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kieran's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What are you saying? What are you doing? What are you talking about? What's on your mind? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those are always good questions. 23 after the hour. Let's apply them specifically to social media at the moment. Some celebrity news that is trending. I went through the trending list earlier this morning, and this lady's name was on the list. I'm trying to remember what her real name is. She goes by the handle Pink.
Alicia Moore.
Okay, thank you. She's something special. She's something else, but she's also something special. I find her very attractive in lots of different ways. I think she's got it. And this incident, which we will talk about in a moment, sort of proves why she's, in my mind, at the top of the list. She's got lots of courage, shall we say, and isn't afraid to use her, I'll explain the whole story after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right. She's done some pretty incredible things on the stage. If you've ever seen one of her performances or ever seen video from her hanging from the ceiling on wires, she's very athletic.
Event it was, but it was televised, and I think it was an award show, but she basically scaled a building, performed on the side of a building.
She's like Spider Woman. Yeah, right, she's great. Anyway, she's still continuing her carnival tour, and she stopped in San Antonio on Monday, and some guy protesting circumcision gets up and starts running around the theater with the sign, "Stop circumcision, it's cruel and it's harmful." So she's performing. This guy stands in front of the stage and holds up the note. Some of you, everybody's got their camera, so they're all filming it and putting it on this and that. So she looks at the guy and she says, "Oh, you're making a whole point right now, aren't you? If you're good about yourself, you spent all this money to come here and do that. I'm going to have to buy a Birkin bag with that type of money." So what? She said, "Get the out of here."
Yeah, kicked him out. Like, this is not the place.
No. Then he turned around to show attendees his message, and they booed at him. She said he came here tonight to talk about circumcision. So she looked over at security and said, "Get this guy out of here."
And seats that close to the stage, those are expensive.
Yep. Yeah, right. Apparently, this isn't her first run-in with people who oppose circumcision. Why in the world are they, what's there about her that brings this to a head? She was pretty angry. She said she was effing disgusted with comments that she got on Instagram that showed her son, who was then two, about to swim.
I think he was like in the back or something.
It was so he hadn't been circumcised,
daughter.
Is that it? Or he had been circumcised, and you could see that on his pee-pee. And so that's why they're taking
people
on her.
So gross.
Good God.
The comments.
Get a life. Get a life. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New information has come out from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. One day before the first hearing into the House's planned President Joseph Biden impeachment inquiry. Representative James Comer reported that President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, was listed as the beneficiary address for 2 bank money wires, payments totaling $260,000 to his son Hunter from Chinese nationals. One of the Chinese nationals is reported as Jonathan Lee, who developed a business relationship with Hunter while Joe was vice president. The committee said both wires originated from Beijing and were delivered to the Biden home after Joe announced he was running for president. A raging fire seemingly caused by fireworks at a wedding engulfed a hall with guests in northern Iraq today. Authorities are reporting more than 100 people are confirmed dead and roughly 150 others injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's
going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my Gramps on Good Day.
It is Wednesday, 27th of September. I'm the Duggar along with Jay Bird on the Good Day program. The number of U.S. airports that allowed people to go through without a ticket to meet people at the gate.
What? That's
remember?
Back?
Well,
we used to be able to do that all the time, and then 9/11 changed that. It's coming
back. Now, there are a growing number of airports that have started allowing visitors to do just that. meet and mingle at the gate. Come see your friends, your family, or go look as the plane takes off. Right? Come like that scene out of Love Actually. They all come running through the gate, remember? They're all embraced. Mm-hmm. It's a great scene. Well, apparently, big airports. There's one a program being tested at Orlando, which is one of the most chaotic. Of all the airports that I go through regularly, it's the one I dislike the most because it's too big. It's not well organized. I don't think it's well organized anyway. People are all over the place, just a nut. It's just crazy. But anyway, so now there is a way for unticketed passengers, guests is the better word, to get a visitor pass, and they can go through, they get checked out by TSA, but they don't have to have a ticket. They just have a pass to greet their friends when they land. It's called the visitor pass, meant to simply make the bars, the restaurants, and retail stores. This is why they're really doing it. This is, it's like, we're going to be the friend of everybody. We're gonna let you. No, that's not money. It. They want you to go to the restaurants. It's like a mall. Most of the big new airports are all like big malls.
No, but what's really great about this is anybody who has a layover, maybe a lengthy layover in an area at a stop where they know people, and rather than, like you've had to do, Doug, when you, I think you passed through Dallas at one point, and you had to leave to go see James.
Yeah.
And then you had to go back through security and everything, where with this, James could just meet you in the terminal, and you guys could go grab something to eat.
Yep.
We ran upstairs to the restaurant, yeah.
Yeah. I was with a friend last night who reminded me of the time he came to Los Angeles on his way to Australia, and they had an eight-hour layover, so he called me, and I picked him up at the airport, and we spent the day driving up and down the Pacific Coast Highway, having a great meal, and I thought it was Malibu. He said it was somewhere else, but we had a great day. I went to... I didn't get him at the gate, but I got him, when they came out. But now, at the airport in Flint, Michigan, and Lansing, Michigan, and Detroit, Michigan, you can do this. At the John Wayne Airport in Orange County, which is one of the best, fastest of the airports in California, I quite like, except SFO. I think everybody complains about LAX. I think LAX is fabulous. The traffic is a pain in the neck, but once you get in to the airport, I can get off. My son drops me off or my daughter drops me off. I go in, and I can literally be at the gate in 4 minutes. That's my record. You go through TSA. You go into the – well, I don't usually do that. I go up to the lounge now, but I just find it – a fabulously easy place to go.
Yeah.
Now, they're not offering it there, but let's see here. Other places in California besides John Wayne, the Ontario Airport, which is inland a bit, the Palm Springs Airport. Let's see, where else are they offering? This is new. I think most people didn't know this. So now you can go into these airports, the New Orleans Airport, you can do it there. You can do it in Seattle. You can do it in Tampa. You can do it at the Tri-City Airport in Washington State, the Tulsa Airport. Non-flyers can go in. They have a toll, what they call a toll pass, T-U-L pass. They get it 7 days in advance. You go in, get the you go through TSA anytime, and you can go in and out, frankly. Go in and re-enter anytime during the day until 9 o'clock at night.
The good old days.
Yeah. Good. I think there's nothing wrong with this. I think it's great. Okay. So I got that government shutdown. Do we want to talk about that? I don't know. What is a bunch of hooey?
What was the longest, the lengthiest time period that the government was shut down?
I think 3 weeks. Was it when Obama was president? The government was shut down for quite a long time. If I remember correctly.
What effect did it have on the American people?
Nothing. Zero.
Did anybody have noticed if it wasn't?
Well, about in the news here's media? What it did that's annoying. All the people that were working with the government that went home for a month, And when they came back, they had a big fat check waiting for them because they get paid for doing nothing for the month the government was shut down. Same thing will happen this time if the government shuts down. That's it. That's why it costs $3 billion, because they'd be paying everybody for doing nothing. Not that there's not plenty of them now that don't do anything, but this would be this is a real deal. Do nothing and get paid, because politicians are a-holes. They can't get their you-know-what together. It's all about them. It isn't about you. It's not in the public's best interest, no matter what party you are. No matter where you live, it's not in your best interest for the government to shut down. People say, ah, great, the government is out of business, they're not going to spend any money. That's not true. The money all gets spent when they come back. So, you know, I was thinking about the TSA as we were talking about that program to let people come in. The TSA and air travel certainly be affected, but they won't, you know, the government, if it does shut down, planes will still fly because certain federal employees are essential and required to continue working no matter what. You can't go on, for example, these people can't go on strike. It's illegal. Air traffic controllers, remember when they went on strike and Reagan fired them all? They won't do that again.
Uh-huh.
Customs officials. So they all of that category of people will be working. There was a shutdown, I think it was a shutdown 4 years ago. Was it 4 years ago? Yeah, 4 years ago.
4 years ago was the Trump shutdown, and it was actually the longest one at 35 days.
Longer than Obama, yeah. Right. So, anyway, this is so illegitimate. All these bums, you know, we keep saying, throw the bums out. But nobody runs against them, or nobody does any good. And even when they aren't any good, they get elected, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC.
Or the whole idea of the evil you know is better than the evil you don't know. That is such a cop-out.
Disgusting. All right, let's go to Ohio, your home state. Ohio football coach is out of work today. He played a team. This is the coach of Brooklyn High School, which is a Cleveland suburb. And they were playing a school, which is part of the Jewish Federation of Cleveland. And this guy's got to be the dumbest guy in town. So he tells his team to use the term Nazi as they call the plays. And apparently it wasn't quiet. Apparently they yelled, Nazi! Talk about stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the superintendent of schools told reporters that they found out that the players kept using the word Nazi as a defensive play call during the first half of the game. The coach, the athletic director, they were all the referee, not the referee, they call a The officials on the sidelines, right? They're hearing this stuff, and they say during halftime, what are you doing to this guy?
And they stopped. They stopped using it in the second half, but the damage had already been done.
Right. Yeah. Hello.
And Beechwood. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Beechwood High School is who they were playing, and their school, they were threatening to even pull players from the field. They were like, we're not going to subject our children to this, these students. Yeah.
How stupid. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really? You're going to do that? You're going to pull that stunt in this day and age?
Well, and they're encouraging these kids to act this way, too. I mean, even after the play call was pulled in the second half, a lot of the players for Brooklyn were continuing to throw racial slurs, racial anti-Semitic slurs at the Beechwood players during the entire game. This is another one of those examples of racism is not born.
No, it's taught.
It's taught.
Yep, it is. So how do you keep Mac from falling into this? What do you... It's not necessarily just about Jews. It's about everybody who's different. Anybody who's different. How do you welcome, warm people up? I guess I'm thinking back about... my children kind of knew where I come from as they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a lot of, actually, most of Brendan's friends were black, and they came over to the house all the time. They said they wanted to come here because it was, they didn't say it in as many words, but Brendan let me know that the kids were comfortable coming here because, A, I was fun and silly, and B, I didn't care. It was obvious that this place was welcoming.
Yeah,
I don't know that I made it obvious. It's just that's kind of the way I am. I don't give a crap about what color your skin is or what religion you are. We were laughing. I went to dinner with my lawyers who were Jewish last night, and we were talking about all the Jewish ladies that I've dated over my life, and my son's married to a Jewish woman, and my daughter's married to a Jewish guy. And so what? Who cares? What difference does it make? Well, it's what if it makes a difference to you, then that's on you. That's the problem. That's your problem. And I guess a lot of people have it. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, Chicago Cubs versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Earlier in the program, we were talking about how great the enthusiasm is still for baseball on the radio. It's the number one sport on the radio, play-by-play. It's number one in terms of ratings. More people listen. I find myself, I look for, if I'm in the car or the truck and I'm driving around, I know there's a Red Sox game on, I'll look for the play-by-play because I love to listen to these guys do the play-by-play.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a baseball fan. I'm kind of a baseball fan. I don't care about other sports, but it's fun. And so you get to the end of the season, all these people are analyzing, well, the Cubs can do this, and it's just fun. Let it be fun. 48 after, this is Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
From Halloween, right? Jay and I have Chuck Curry here, our movie man, Movie Moments, talking about film and television. So this is from The Exorcist, right? No, this is Halloween.
No. Halloween. And by the way, Halloween's October 31st. I believe every year October 31st is a holiday called Halloween. And yes, this music has inspired people for the month of October since John Carpenter released Halloween back in 1978.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Nope.
No. Well,
I got a big story. I got a story to tell you. So sit back and relax. Give me 2 minutes. Fair?
All right. Yep. You're on. Go ahead.
Now, a few years ago, Blumhouse, which is a division of Universal, bought the rights to the Halloween franchise. So they did a sequel trilogy that disregarded all the events after the original film from '78. So they bring back Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie Strode, and they make these three movies. I liked the first one, sort of liked the second one. Third one I sort of liked, but a lot of people did not. Overall, a very mixed bag as a franchise. That's the end of Michael Myers, because he was killed off definitively in Halloween Ends last year. The end of Jamie Lee Curtis' character, I believe, because she's not going to come back to this franchise. So much to my surprise, it was reported the other day that the rights have been reverted back to Miramax, which I believe was owned by Weinstein, and they are actively shopping the rights to the highest bidder, and Paramount Pictures is reportedly the highest bidder to obtain the rights to the Halloween franchise, Michael Myers, even though he was killed off pretty decisively in the last installment, to reboot it or do whatever they want and maybe make a TV show or streaming show based on this. And what I would say, Doug, is that as long as this theme music is around that gets people in the mood for Halloween in October, Halloween movies will live to see another day. I have little doubt. I'm not surprised.
I am in the mood for Ween. Simply because you're... Near me. All right. So that's Halloween.
I know you don't like horror. I know you don't like horror. But do you like that music? You got to be honest. That music written by Carpenter back in the day in the 70s, 78s, it's pretty. It gets you in the mood for Halloween. No.
I love it when you ask me a question and then you answer it.
I know. I know the answer. I just want you to say. Yes, it does.
Yes, Chuck. I love it. Fabulous.
Okay. Very good.
Martin Scorsese says he came close to quitting Hollywood after he produced Gangs of New York. He's 80 years old now. He's still at it. There's a new movie coming
very
out.
Very much at it.
With Leonardo. His two favorite actors are Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
His two muses, as you would say. De Niro for a huge part of Scorsese's acting, directing career. Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, so many movies, and then DiCaprio became his go-to guy.
They've done six movies. Yeah. The three of them have been together in six different movies now. Is this the sixth
amazingly
one?
So.
Yeah.
You could argue DiCaprio is the last of a breed of actor, right, who does not do a lot of public interviews. He doesn't go on talk shows, and he's never been on The Tonight Show. And he keeps his life, you know, for the most part, as secretive
quiet
as
the
possible.
Fact that he's dating a 26-year-old model, nobody cares about that.
So his life has an aura, like an old-school Hollywood glamour to it, very secretive. And he doesn't do streaming. He doesn't do schlock. All his movies are A-list, works with the best directors. He's one of the last of that breed.
Yep.
Most of them have sold out and done streaming projects and
follow the money.
Yes,
so speaking of quitting, Mark Paul Gosselaar has revealed that he wanted to quit when Pitch ended. He said, "I had to go to therapy."
Tell the audience who that is. He was the star of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
He's done a handful of TV shows. I like him. I think
he's been around a lot of these these con-coms, the signing autographs and stuff like that. He said Pitch was one of his favorite movies.
What he was saying is he got a gig on television. He liked it. He was attached to it.
Yeah.
It got canceled, and it crushed him. And I get that.
Yeah, I do too. It's something that you're close to. Yeah, exactly. Jake Gyllenhaal has congratulated his brother-in-law, Peter Sarsgaard, on his win in Venice. I didn't realize. So Sarsgaard is married to Maggie, is that it? Maggie is Jake's sister, right?
Correct.
That's the deal?
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah.
Seems like
a good
an unlikely couple. He's a very good actor. I don't know. I don't see the two of them married. It's interesting. But they have children together.
Yes.
See him with somebody like Jessica Chastain. I think she's more his type. But who am I? Yeah.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Doug Steffen.
Let me give it some thought, and I'll come back tomorrow. I'll let you know.
And that's Chuck Curry. 59 past on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.